Hey, it's about 10 minutes after 6. Greg DeLang, Chuck Hall, Cord Waking Crew, and time now for the Gunfile. Why do it?
Stupid does.
Well, if you're a shoplifter, might be a good idea not to return to the store you just hit. Hudson Harris, 57, stole a coat from, you guessed it, Walmart.
Oh, no.
Then he returned to the Iowa store 2 days later, wearing the stolen coat. During his second visit, he attempted to steal a couple of TVs. Made it real easy for cops because, well, all the evidence was on his person when they confronted him in the parking lot.
A couple TVs?
Jeez. In his stolen coat. Yeah, he's now been charged with third-degree theft. Oh, wait. Public intoxication.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He was drunk. Yeah. Apparently, his new coat had some pockets for some liquor, so he was using them, got liquored up, and then decided he'd go steal some more.
That's a mighty big coat when you're trying to steal a couple TVs.
Well, yeah.
Just saying. Hey, let's talk about another Walmart. This one, Tulsa, Oklahoma. 45-year-old woman was arrested at the Walmart. Security watched the woman as she gathered ingredients from the store for meth. She was cooking meth on aisle number 3. Yeah. She went near the back by the restrooms, began mixing up the ingredients. Police were called really quick, like, and she did a really poor job of the meth. Evidently, she kind of missed some of the key ingredients, like pseudoephedrine. But she was mixing together drain cleaner and lithium.
Oh, God.
And Rogaine and whatever else she could find. And arrested.
Yeah, what aisle's the pliers on? I need to rip these batteries open. I guess gotta see if they're good. Making meth at the Walmart. That is the ultimate gump right there.
Right there.
Thank you, lady. I'll bet you $100 she never went near the, I don't know, toothpaste or the toothbrush aisle.
Edible stuff.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. Quickly, Arizona man arrested last week after texting a naked picture of his girlfriend's teen daughter to all the contacts in her cell phone. Eugene Foster claimed he found the photos of the girl. He was teaching her a lesson by sending them out to all her friends that she shouldn't take naked pictures of herself and send them out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He's in jail now. I sent them naked pictures of your daughter out because she shouldn't do that. Explain that to me.
That backfired on him a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Clifford, you're going to enjoy yourself in the pokey. Bonehead. 6:13, there's your gump file. K-O-R-D.